when we started, I really thought my good travel karma has now finally broken at the shores of America. See, our plane from Berlin to Newark left much too late, which meant we were missing our connection flight. Now, this would not have been a problem if there would not have been storms and lightning in Newark, and many, many, many airplanes were coming too late, and there were simply no connecting flights available. So we drove directly from the airport to the Bhakti Center in New York into a wonderful spiritual event. And I saw many people I wanted to see, but I had not, I would not have seen if I wouldn't have been forced to get out of the airport. And then the next morning, we found from a totally different airport a connecting flight to Louis Armstrong. I wanted to say that New Orleans is the town where Louis Armstrong, or Satchmo, as he's known in jazz circles, was born and made music. So we were very delayed, and we just came literally 10 minutes before our slot on the stage. We somehow totally, with a vata mind, stumbled on the stage, and we saw something that you can find out from Muni Raj. He is fully informed about always the newest, the newest. yes, we had a beautiful kirtan event. It was wonderful, and there I had the inspiration to start a new series for our Gora meditation evening. See, we have done now many years, a decade, perhaps two decades already, the Gora meditation evening, and I thought we need some new perspectives. And I decided to embark on something where I connect Navadvip and Vrindavan, or the Chaitanya Leela with the Krishna Leela. I will be talking now in the next sessions about the eight main gopis, Lord's most confidential devotees, who and how they have appeared in Chaitanya Leela. In the forms in which they serve the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I must say to you that this subject of double identities who can move in two dimensions is of great interest to me. Since I'm young, I have been interested in portals, that is, passageways between this world and other realities. I try to now, since 5 years, work on a few keys that open these doors into other dimensions, into other realities. It is not, it's meditation on various forms of meditation. My book is much more than just a meditation book. It's really meant to bring people into the spiritual dimension. So I like this subject very much. I knew from childhood that next to our world here, there are mystical worlds in which beings such as elves live, and good spirits as well as bad spirits. And I, when I was a young person, I experimented in visiting these worlds. But in Krishna consciousness, I was very intrigued when I found the same subject, that we are spiritual beings in a here trapped in a material world, which is not our original home, and we have the ability to travel and leave our bodies behind and enter a world of the spirit. It is very real, as the near-death experiences show. No, there's a good amount of serious study on this. And we had one Time Waver Congress in which I was able to describe my own out-of-body experiences, leaving this body, leaving the brain behind, and experiencing another sort of reality, and then coming back with memories from that. So it has always been a great, great subject of interest. Now, when I heard that there are Krishna's most favorite, dearest devotees who come along with Srimati Radharani into this world, and they are then acting in this world with a historical document behind them. I mean, there was a Rupa Goswami, there was a Sanatan Goswami, and yes, they were able to move to and join Krishna in the spiritual world. When I heard about this, I became very, very interested. Of course, this subject also leads to the hidden secret in Krishna conscious life, that is the realm of Raga Bhakti, where the devotee is able to move in a bhava swarup, in a form of devotional devotional identity, and interact with Radha and Krishna. And sometimes, as we have heard, bring back things like fragrances, colors, and so on from this other world. We know, for instance, in Govardhan town, there lived a great devotee called Krishna Das, who was once, he was meditating, and all of a sudden his body became colored with green, violet, purple colors, and there was a fragrance that spread from his body through the whole town of Govardhan. What had happened is that he had left his physical body and entered the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, who played Holi, and he brought with him the colors of Holi and the fragrance of Holi. Now, this is a subject matter which is not discussed very freely in a movement that is trying to reach people who are only interested in this world with a form of bhakti that is regulated, that is prescribed, and so on, and lacks the spontaneity which is characteristic to the higher levels of bhakti. But needed to say, I was very interested, and therefore I tried to, in this series, first of all, introduce to you personalities who have an identity in the eternal spiritual world, and who have come here and work here. You will be interested to know that I have met and seen with my own eyes in Vrindavan such personalities who are also amongst us. Really, the modern language would say extraterrestrials, they're not from here, but they have a body with which they interact here. Good. Interesting?
Yes.
Good. So let us start. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Vrindavan, Krishna is surrounded by many gopis, young cowherd girls. Amongst them, 8 plus 1 are most prominent. There is Sri Lalita Sakhi, there is Sri Vishaka Sakhi, there is Sri Champakalatasha Sakhi, Shitra Sati, Tunga Vitya, Induleka, Ranga, Devi, and Sudevi. And the plus one is Radharani, and all these other devis, the main devis, the main goddesses, and the millions of other maidservants are her direct expansions, and they are instruments of Radharani to expand the nectarine ocean of rasa. The absolute truth is an ocean of delightful exchanges, full of ecstatic feelings. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, without these many consorts or personalities, there is not such an high exaltation in rasa. Therefore, there are many, many manifestations of Srimati Radharani to assist in the Lord's pastimes. Bahu kanta vinana e rasera ulasa. Ulasa, rasera ulasa means the joyous festival of loving rasas, no? Lila rasa kaya lagi bahuta prakasha. Prakasha means expansions who come from her, almost like little lights or candles that are lit from another candle. They are expansions, these flames of the first flame. So all these gopis are expansions of Radha. Now, when the Lord decided to come to this world as Sri Chaitanya, he also requested Srimati Radharani and her gopis to come along. And one gopi who was there, and I will start my series with her, was Tungavitya. When Tungavitya appeared in this world, she changed her form and became the great scholar Prabodhananda Sarasvati. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes in the Who is Who, Gauraganodesha Deepika, text 163 about this miracle. Tunga vidya vrajaya sit sarva shastra visharada sa prabodhananda jati gorad gana sarasvati. She, who was previously known in the pastimes of Krishna in Braj as Tunga Vidya, who is fully conversant with all the scriptures, has now become Prabodhananda Sarasvati and is engaged in singing the glories of Lord Gauranga. So Tunga means high, Vidya means knowledge. Tunga Vidya is the Acharya in Vrindavan who knows many things. I've written it down. She knows all the scriptures. She knows the deep rasa in the scripture. She knows logic. She's expert in putting up and devising dramas and telling stories, and is a music lover and a dance lover. As I said, she is the Acharya. And once Krishna came in a very, very urgent mood to her and said, I request you, Tunga Vidya, to initiate me in a mantra by which I can attain Sri Radha. I take shelter of you, Tunga Vidya, who is the disciple of Brihaspati. Tunga Vidya, who is a hot-tempered personality, said, Syam, you first have to take a bath in the Yamuna, then come back in fresh clothes, then we will sit here. First take your bath. So Krishna came back after the bath. Sit here. No, not like this. Sit with your right ear to me, and now I will fluster, or how is it, whisper, the highest of all mantras in your ear. Please repeat. Radha, Radha, Radha. And Krishna gave Tunga Vidya a handsome donation of embraces. And in this way, he was initiated. So when this Tunga Vidya, this Acharya of the transcendental pastimes, came here, she appeared as a Brahmana in South India. She had two brothers, Venkata Bhatta and Tirumalaya Bhatta, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We had this in previous Gora meditations, had gone to South India, and his hidden agenda was, there were two very important personalities he wanted to meet. One was Ramananda Roy, who in the spiritual world is Vishakha Sakhi, and there was also the second reason, he wanted to meet Tunga Vidya, who had come as Prabodhananda Sarasvati. He stayed for 4 months. He had very important discussions, not with Tunga Vidya, with Prabodhananda, but with the brother. It was a hot argument about who's most supreme, Krishna or Narayan. And Mahaprabhu was able to convince Venkata Bhatta, and all this was listened to by Prabodhananda, who just smiled and smiled and smiled because he remembered Radharani in this discussion. When Lord Chaitanya left after the 4 months of staying there, something happened that I have heard happens when a most important person to us leaves the house. When you live with someone you really love in the same house, and the person then exits this house, either by death or by travel arrangements, you feel the house is empty. You cannot function in the house like you did before. And it was, this was the case with Prabodhananda. He said, oh, how will we continue living in the absence of Mahaprabhu? People come to our home and they say, come with us to take bath in the Kaveri River. You are sitting too long alone in this home. And they want to sport and have some fun. But all we can do is stay in this house and weep and cry out of separation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You will all feel similar feelings when those who are dear to you will leave your little world, and you will feel, oh my God, I didn't really take advantage of them when they were fully present. How can I go on? Prabodhananda Sarasvati stayed a few years longer in South India, but then he was spending his time worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day, chanting his names and so on. And a few years later, he couldn't tolerate it any longer. And he set out to go to Vrindavan Dham because he knew in Vrindavan Dham, one can attain the object of one's worship. All serious devotees who want to meet Krishna in some way or in some form or another have always gone to these places in this world, the holy Dham. He took up residence in Kamyavan, where Baggy joined us once for a Braj roaming. So it is very, and we went to the place of Prabodhananda Sarasvati. He had a little kutia before a lake that was filled with lotus flowers. When I was very young, maybe 40 years ago, I went to that lake and spent 2 days chanting there. There were still lotus flowers in there. But because he was moved with so many feelings of desire and excitement, he also regularly visited the bank of the Yamuna, where finally one day when his time came to join Radha and Krishna, the combined form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the spiritual world, one day he gave up his life while lying with his half of his body in the Yamuna. You can find still in busy, hectic Vrindavan, if you move a little from the parikram path inside, you find a very peaceful area where his samadhi mandir is, where his body was entombed. In Vrindavan, he wrote a book which is a guidebook for all the Vrindavan bhaktas. I want to just give you a little of his poetry so that you know how such a personality sounds. He said, no place is more exalted than Vrindavan forest. No person is more lowly than I. It is only by the power of one holy name that these two can meet. What could be the name? It's the same name in which he had initiated Krishna. Radha. Should I read it again? Because it's a little bit on a, it's a little bit important. So he says, there is no place in this world that is more exalted than where? Vrindavan forest, actually. And he also says, there is another extreme entity, no higher place, and there is no person who is more fallen, and that's him. Now, how can the two meet? Vrindavan Dham and the most lowest person. This is possible only by the power of Sri Radha's holy name that these two may meet. This is the faith for all of all those who follow in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's nothing as high as the ocean of rasa, and there's no one as disqualified as myself. So the two are brought together by the power of Nam Sankirtan. Exactly, exactly. This is what you know already everything. This is very good. He said, sorry?
What is the name of the book?
It's called Vrindavan Mahimamrita. I will introduce to you a meditation very soon. He says, the hearts of even the greatest souls cannot enter there in Vrindavan Dham. What do the Vedas say about it? Only those who have taken shelter of Lord Gauranga can understand Vrindavan, where the nectar divine couple eternally enjoy wildly passionate transcendental pastimes. It's wild, it's rasa, it is not limited to anything. And therefore he says, I offer my respectful obeisances to this wonderfully glorious person who is splendid as glistening gold. Who is that? Lord Gauranga. Yeah, I offer obeisances to Lord Gauranga, who gave without reservation to all, even to the dog eaters, pure transcendental devotional service which is filled with many kinds of nectar. He makes the point. Yes, you may be fallen. Yes, your goal may be highly exalted. But by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has given freely the devotional service of chanting the holy name, the two can be linked. It cannot be linked by rationality, by Vedic study, by tapasya, and so on. It only works like this. Prabhupada wrote a few important shastras. Some of my online audience will know it, and Chaitanya Chandramrita is one. I gave that book to Gadadhar when he was very young, and I believe he read it many times and developed attraction to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Do I remember correctly? Because it's... What?
At initiation
I gave, because that is, it's so much Amrita in that. Then he wrote this work, Vrindavan Mahimamrita. Then he wrote a book on Radharani, which has 280 verses, and all these verses are inscripted on marble plates and are lining Seva Kunj, the area where the supreme pleasure dance of Lord Chaitanya takes place. And he wrote a secret composition which is Sangita Madhava. I mean, if you want to sing and dance like he does in this book, it's really an ecstatic book. There are many glorifications of Prabodhananda Saraswati, and I want to read to you one from this book. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati had many virtues. Even in dreams, he did not know anyone else beside Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the Supreme Brahman, who was so dear to him. He was fascinating. He was supremely detached. He was affection personified. He was a great poet and incomparable in dance and music. Yes, you dance more and sing more. In this way you can know Krishna. No? It is said, when I lie, Tukaram says, when I lie down and chant, the Lord sits next to me. When I sit up and chant, the Lord stands next to me. When I get up and chant and dance, the Lord embraces me. Oh, dance more. Out of your mind and into the dance of love. That is important. So he was supremely attached to incomparable dance and music. And he did music both vocal and also instrumental. Remember, he is Tungavitya, who is the music teacher, the music acharya in the spiritual world, who trains all the gopis in music. He would increase the happiness of those who heard him speak. This is from Bhakti Ratnakabha Narahari Chakravarti. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati says about Prabodhananda Sarasvati, all devotees who have accepted the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu get pleasure beyond measure, pleasure beyond measure, my God, by regularly reciting Srila Prabodhananda Sarasvati's Vrindavan Mahimamrita. Here's a secret tip for devotees who want to chant with taste. Read a few verses and then close your eyes, see the verses on the mirror of your heart, and then chant. Would you like to try this sadhana? Okay, I will introduce to you now a meditation from Shataka 9. This is the ninth section, text 48 to 54. I've just written it a little bit in the meditational language. It's a simple one. I will not do the whole scanning with you, but with the body scan and the breathing, which gets you into the parasympathetic nerve system. It will be very gentle. Krishna is ready with it. A sharp. Sit comfortably. When you're ready, gently close your eyes. Allow your awareness to become peaceful and receptive by some deep breathing. Imagine before you an infinite ocean, an ocean of pure radiant moonlight. This is no ordinary light. It is soft, cooling, and filled with transcendent bliss. Rest your awareness within this sacred light. So we are now in a cooling, silvery moonlight. There's transcendent bliss around us. As you gaze deeper, a beautiful spiritual realm begins to appear within this moonlight. You see the eternal land of Vrindavan. notice its flowering groves, you know, forest with flowers. Pathways made out of jewels. Gentle water streams. And the sacred Yamuna flowing peacefully through that forest. Hear the songs of birds in the trees. Listen to the humming of bees among fragrant blossoms. A cooling breeze carries the sweet fragrance of countless flowers. Allow yourself to enter this beautiful place, a forest full of flowers in the trees, birdsong, bees. Slowly, your attention is drawn towards the center of Vrindavan. There, beneath the shade of a wish-fulfilling tree, stand Sri Radha and Sri Krishna. See their youthful and beautiful forms. Now look in their faces and see their radiant smiles. Full of love, they look at you just the way you are. Observe their gentle glances and graceful movements. Feel the atmosphere of love, joy, and sweetness that surrounds them. Remain here for a few moments. Simply look. Simply receive. Let the beauty of Vrindavan and the presence of the divine couple fill your heart with peace, gratitude and devotion. And let the divine names connect you even more to that exalted land for which Tungavitya came down and gave us this meditation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This was Tongavitya's expansion, Prabodhananda Sarasvati, and I thank you very much for participating in that meditation which he gave. It's one of many meditations which he gives in this book, where he takes us from this world into that world he comes from. There are very long meditations which also go into the manjaris and different services, but what you can always feel, there's a lot of joy and rasa in whatever he explains. In the eternal spiritual world, he's eternally, every day, 14 years old, 2 months and 22 days, that makes him 7 days older than Radha. Yes, he has a complexion, the color of bright yellow, and he is dressed, he likes to dress, or she likes to dress, in a pale or very soft yellow dress. She is very, very expert in arranging meetings and resolving strong arguments. And she is very enthusiastic to dance, so enthusiastic that she appears in Gaura Leela in a second form, not only Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur, but also Brakeshwara Pandit. Anyone who hears this name will get goosebumps. Once Brakeshwara Pandit danced for 72 hours non-stop in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur. And at the end of these 72 hours, how many days is this? 3 days. He just threw himself at the lotus feet of Gauranga. His eyes were drenching the lotus feet of the Lord with the tears, bathing him with the tears. And he exclaimed, "O moon-faced one," he said, "Chandramukhi, give me 10,000 Gandavas and let them sing while I dance. Only then will I be happy." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing this personality to be his dear Tunga Vidya said, "You are one of my wings. If I have another one like you, I will fly." this is what he said. Now, he had one special seva that was fetching waters from the streams of Yamuna. And I have started this series with Tunga Vidya because it was Srila Prabhupada who told me I should become a water carrier. And I know now he was speaking about Tunga Vidya. Maybe, you know, I should serve Tunga Vidya in the spiritual world. Who knows? There is a particular pastimes of Krishna which the Vrajavasis remember whenever they speak about the glories of Tunga Vidya. Can I tell it to you?
Yes.
But first, Kalakanta must give me permission because I might get like 10 minutes wahrscheinlich over time. Man sagt, das ist gemein, sowas zu machen. I will, but my dear devotees, we have to hear this. One time, Tunga Vidya went in Vrindavan in order to fetch water. She lived in a village where there is a lake of tears. Krishna had cried these tears. And she wanted to bring this water, fresh water, to Srimati Radharani in Vashana, which is, you know, in the area. So she came to a well of very sweet water. She took her clay pot and lowered it down and brought it into the sweet water. And just as she was lifting the pot up, she saw a hand stopping the rope. Pour back that water. And when she looked up, it was Krishna who said, "This is my well. And if you want to take this well water, you have to pay taxes." So Tunga Vidya was so shocked that her service to Radha was interrupted. She just burst out in tears. She didn't even say anything to Krishna and went all the way to Vashana before found Radha and burst out, "Dearest Radha, we gopis are fed up with Yamasundar's activity. He asked us for taxes wherever we go. Sometimes he taxes us on the banks of the Yamuna when we take water, other times on the road of Vashana. When we go to the gardens and pick flowers, he taxes us for that. And now he wants to tax us at the water wells too. The day is not far away when he will ask us to pay taxes for breathing air or eating food." Radharani, knowing well about Krishna's pastimes, said, "This is very serious, Tunga Vidya, but do not worry. I will talk to Shyama Sundar about his excessive obsession of demanding taxes." Now, Tunga Vidya was still upset, and when she went home to this beautiful village, Dabaro, it's a village where we often go, and Bhagi has also gone there. That's how he's known here, no? Yes. On the way, she heard a beautiful bhajan. It was so nicely sung. She just went off the path into the forest, and there in the midst of the forest, she saw a saffron-clad ascetic playing on an ektada. You know, it's a pumpkin sound thing, and then one stick and a string, and you go bing 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 bing, and he was just lost in song, this ascetic. And when Tungavitya came closer to look, the ascetic cried, and she was a lady ascetic. So then Tungavitya felt very sure that, well, when you're a lady and meet another lady in the forest, no worry. So she approached the yogini and addressed her. Dear yogini, you are so exalted. Your voice is simply mesmerizing. Please come with me. I know King Vrishabhanu and his Queen Kirtida, who are the owners of this area of the Vaida Vashana. I'm sure if you go there, you will get a donation in charity. But the yogini, who had sung so sweetly, spoke in a very angry tone, "I have no need for charity." Tungavitya tried to pacify her and said, "My dear yogini, good, then it will give me a lot of pleasure if you go and give your songs, sing your songs before the king and the queen of this area. Please offer this little service and kindly come with me." But the yogini hesitated and said, "I'm an ascetic. I have no desire to go into a palace. I live here in the forest of love. My bed is the soft dust of Vrindavan. The sky of Vrindavan is my blanket with which I cover myself in the night. And the flowering creepers of Vrindavan are my only belongings." And then she said something very beautiful, which all those who have gone to Vrindavan know. "And when I look into the moon, I see the moon is the lamp of my own hopes. And my chanting beads are counting the days until I meet the divine couple, Radha and Krishna." And then the yogini started to cry. After some time, the yogini relented and agreed to go. So she and Tungavitya went on their way to the palace. Now, as they arrived before the palace, Tungavitya ran inside the palace and made a big sound. "Kirtida, Vrishabhanu, come out. I met a most beautiful, most exalted yogini here. She has come to your doorsteps. She might not come inside. Please come out and greet her." And upon hearing this news, Kirtida Sundari came quickly, accompanied by countless maidservants. She was eager to take the darshan of this extraordinary yogini. And when she saw this yogini, she paid her obeisances and washed the feet of this yogini with the help of her maidservants with fresh water and even with milk. When the yogini had received this hospitality. She smiled and said, "O Queen Kirtida Sundari, I'm pleased with your service. Ask me whatever you desire, and I will do my best to fulfill it." So I see there's still so much. My dear devotees, the yogini had something in her mind. Watch out for these yogis and yoginis. They cannot be judged from outside, and to enter their mind is not possible for an ordinary human being. They have a vast mind and we have a small mind. Kirtidan knew this, and she knew this yogini had mystic potencies, and she had one thing in her mind. She understood, I can ask her for anything and she will give it. There's one thing I'm very concerned with. Srimati Radharani does not come out of her room any longer. She doesn't eat any longer. And in the night, she is chanting and singing strange songs. Has she perhaps gone out of her mind? Yogis know some tantra. Maybe she can cure this problem. This was Kirtida's thought. Now, how everything continues, we will hear the next Gora meditation evening, because it's not fair to Kalakanta to ask her. She is the organizer of these evenings. By the way, now, I shouldn't say like this. I have noted it takes too long. It will take 3/4 of an hour and I don't want to rush through this beautiful Leela. But I want to end here. I want to say, my dear devotees, we all are here as spiritual beings in the material world. We are much more than we can see in the mirror. We are much more than the gossip of Neuruppin about us. We are much more than what we think we can do. We are constantly limiting ourselves. We are actually brilliant, splendorous personality. But as you will see, as this katha unfolds, we have forgotten this. And as we hear about Prabodhananda Sarasvati and Tungavitya, we learn the principle of living in two worlds, of having perhaps also another identity one day that is different from the identity by which the world knows us. So it will be very, very interesting, and I will need to end here by singing with you, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. try to chant in such a way that the two realities, the fact that you are a resident of this world and are perhaps quite absorbed in the world, and the fact that you are also a resident of the other world and need to be absorbed more in there, that needs to come together through the divine name. So chant like this, chant explorative, prayerfully, seeking connection, seeking entry. Please sing now. Hare Krishna. Krishna, thank you so much. I feel greatly inspired. I hope I could also inspire you, but this pastime is so, you will see, whenever the bridge Basis want to remember Tunga Vidya, they will talk about what comes now. and we will hear this next time. Our Kalakantan, do we have already a date for this next time?
Yes. It's in on the 17th of June. It's on the
19th. Yeah. Then you will not believe your ears. It is very, very new information. You will also hear about the Lake of Tears and the Room of Dolls. No? Very, 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 very good. Yes. Pop. No? Many secrets in Braj. Okay, so I thank you very much, and it was really nice that you came after such a long time. Long time? 5 days! But it felt like entering another universe. I made many jokes about the beautiful president of America. Maybe I will never be allowed to enter again. Hare Krishna. So, Haribo, maybe I can just talk briefly to Taran Chaitanya and Hari Kirtan and their respective wives just here. And I also need to talk to our Radhika. Radhika, I think I will find you. Du gehst hier jetzt nicht sofort weg, ne? Gut. So, Hare Krishna, we have Prasadam now for all of you. Haribo.